From community stages all the way to the shining lights of Broadway and beyond, musicals have always remained woven into our societal fabric. In recent years, shows like The Book of Mormon and Hamilton have reminded a larger audience that musicals are an important staple and a powerful weapon in pop culture. But where does it all begin? I mean, nobody starts on Broadway. Many actors and actresses put their skills to the test for the first time at a much smaller scale, and sometimes it's on the high school stage. As a high school theater alum myself, I decided that I wanted to go back to my alma mater to see what makes the Crystal Lake Central Theater program tick. I remember there being a spark there, a spark that fueled all of us. When we were doing a musical, it was our life. We felt inspired. We felt like this was one of the most important journeys we were going to go on in our young lives. And looking back, it still feels like it was a very important part of high school and something that I carry with me every day. I sat down with my old musical theater director, Justin Hubley, who's not old, and several of the teen actors and actresses from The Little Mermaid. So many things go into creating a production, but these students are its heart and soul. The theater bug is alive and well.
I'm Justin Hubley. I'm the director of choirs here at Crystal Lake Central High School. I've been here for the last 12 years and directed like 17 musicals in that time here in school. Also serve as president of the Education Association for District 155 in Crystal Lake, so it keeps me awful busy. Also a student activities director here at the school. When I graduated from high school, I had such a positive experience, a lot of which had to do with music and musicals, and had been involved in theater from a pretty young age. So I always knew once I was in my college training program that I probably wanted to teach high school, even though I'm certified to teach kindergarten through grade 12. So musicals, to me, there's nothing better because you get to meet so many great people and put on a show and tell a story for people, and I love all the aspects of production. So this has worked out really good at Crystal Lake Central because we put on quality shows with quality people. So, you know, picking a high school musical is sometimes challenging because you have a finite group of kids that are going to try out for the show. So I always try to find a show that I have at least like two kids that I could see playing every character or more. And usually I pick a kid that I didn't even think of because somebody comes and impresses us during audition. So we certainly don't precast the show, but I like to go in knowing that, you know, this will feature our kids well. So we graduated a huge group of seniors last year, and so this is a real big ensemble show with some great character parts that I thought would really feature some of our students well. And so far in rehearsals, that's proven very true. It's a really great show for this year.
You've heard that to me!
Not on your life!
Yes.
I'm Grace Kinsler. I'm a sophomore, and I'm playing Ursula.
One of the biggest voices I've ever heard when she came in and sang as a freshman, we were just like, holy smokes, you're how old? And she does all kinds of performing around town and has tried out for The Voice and has made it pretty far in competitions. And everybody kind of around Central High School knows Grace is this great singer. And she's really done a great job with the character. It's the first time I've seen her act. I know she's had some outside acting experience. But, yeah, we're really proud of her. And that's a name that I think you'll see down the line in the future. And as she grows, she's learning how to control her voice and taking lessons and just getting better and better. But a phenomenal singer. I think she'll blow you out of the proverbial water.
For me personally, it's just being evil is hard. Because, like, I just feel bad, like, doing some of the things I have to do. Even though it's not even real life. It's just,
right.
I don't know. For some reason, it just makes me feel bad because she's just such a mean person.
Okay, so what's the easiest thing about the show then?
I mean, nothing really about a musical is ever easy, but I think it's, like, the hard parts that make it worth it because you learn so much from it. This is a quote from, like, last year's musical. It's, like, being in a musical is the most fulfilling thing a person could ever hope to do because you have your singular, like, parts and you have... But then you also have the ensemble, and then just to come together to make something that's, like, all around just awesome is a really fulfilling feeling.
If I remember We had about 110 kids try out for the show, and we ended up casting 68, which is a little bigger than we usually go. So there are 68 kids in the show altogether. And one of our actually big limitations is just backstage space. This building is the core auditorium part of the building is almost 100 years old, and so there's just not a lot of space back there to keep everything organized. So that'll be a challenge as we come into tech with costumes getting back there and flight equipment and things like that. But yeah, so 68 kids, about 110 tried out. We have another 45 or so on the crew and about 20 in the pit orchestra. So there's well over 130, 140 kids involved in this production. So.
Where are you putting all of them?
Mr. Triton, you ready? Sure. Up here, sir.
I'm Jake Sound. I'm a senior, and I'm King Triton.
He joined choir like 3 days after school started his freshman year. He was at fall play auditions, and I just happened to be walking through the theater, and he came and introduced himself to me, and he looked like he was like 40 years old as a freshman. He's just one of those kids. Like, he looks so old. And I was like, oh, who are you? And so we got him in choir, and he's definitely been a leader and has been involved in that program for a long time. But acting for him didn't always come easy, and we really saw him break out last year, also in the Putnam County Spelling Bee.
So what are you finding the most challenging, if anything?
The six-pack abs I need to have.
You need to have a six-pack?
Yeah, I need to have, like, the King Triton God body, and it's just, oh, it's terrible. It's
so you're, are you actually going for, like, real muscles?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm going to try the best I can, but I feel like there's going to be paint involved.
Yeah, I mean, even people with abs need, like, paint. Yeah,
exactly. They did that 300, and those guys were jacked, so.
Oh, my God. Well, what are your goals for this experience?
To get the most out of it I can, it's, like I said, like, all these, I've worked with, like, all these people for as long as either I've been at Central or they've been at Central, so it's, like, a really, like, tight cast, and I don't know, it's just gonna be fun, and just, like, have fun with this one, and don't stress about it as much as I usually do.
What are the kids' biggest strengths in this group?
I would say this group, from a talent standpoint, they're really strong singers, but also we've got a great core group of dancers. I think 9 of our girls in the dancing course are also on our varsity dance team that just took 5th place in state, so they're very, but I think our ensemble singing is really strong. You'll see that, and then just characters. You'll see Sebastian and Scuttle, like, these characters come alive. They're not kids that are struggling to do that. So.
I'm Jake Mayer. I am a junior. Had to think about it for a second. And I'm Scuttle in The Little Mermaid.
Jake actually just joined choir this year as a junior. He's got a good singing voice, and so he's really come into his own. And Scuttle's the perfect kind of character-y part for him to, you know, step in and sing a little bit, but really have to act a lot. And so, yeah, we're really proud of him, too.
How have rehearsals been going so far?
They've been going really well, actually. Like, I didn't really know what to expect going into this, because this is my first time, like, doing a musical, and, but it was, they've been really fun. Like, everything's been going really well, and the cast is, like, really committed to all of their parts, and we all know the music well, so I'm excited. Well, I just would like to be able to put on as best a show as possible, and I'd like to leave a good, like, image in the theater program, which sounds very cliche, but I don't know. I just, like, I'd like to leave behind, like, a good show along with everyone else I'm working with, I think.
I am Garrett Hershey. I'm a freshman, and I am Flounder.
When we picked the show, we really thought about that we were going to have to go to the elementary school across the street or junior high to get a smaller student that could sing the part. It's for an unchanged voice, and we didn't want to cast it as a high school kid. We thought that would be weird, with singing everything down the octave. And so we were fully prepared. I had a student over at Bernotas Middle School, a 6th grader, who was probably ready to step into the role. And we had our auditions, and I'd always said, well, we'll give our own students, obviously, first crack. And he came in as a freshman, and there it is. He can sing it, and he's definitely an actor, and I was just really doing a great job of the part. So that, you know, you talk about picking the show and hoping you have a part. We got really lucky that we had one of our students that could do it, and he's done a great job.
I really like doing musicals, and I decided that if I wanted to get in a good college for, like, musical theater, I should start with my high school shows. It's definitely challenging trying to hit those really high notes.
It's my favorite song in the whole show.
Oh, now I'm under stress. Cool. I want to inspire younger kids to do theater after seeing our show.
And of course, you can't put on The Little Mermaid without Prince Eric and Ariel.
I am Jared Klein. I am a senior, and I play Prince Eric.
Jared came out for Legally Blonde his freshman year, and I remember distinctly his dance audition. We're like, who is this kid? He's such a great dancer. And so he ended up being our featured dancer in Legally Blonde. Jared could not match pitch to save his life, and he could not sing as a freshman. And he ended up, not even close. I mean, it was like, how can this be? We have this kid who's like this amazing dancer where he's a freshman. We're like, this is the future of our program. And then we all heard him sing, and literally our staff collectively sighed. And we're like, oh, man. but here's the funny thing about Jared. He then decided to join choir and kind of snuck in that way. And still, as a sophomore, when he joined choir, it was iffy and pitch wasn't great. But, okay, he's getting better. And I will never forget he came and sang his final exam for me. His sophomore year, and it was from West Side Story, and it was just really solid, and I was like, okay, you're growing, great. And now he continued to work at it and joined Madrigals this year and is a solid member of our top choir, and obviously you hear him on stage. He just has this great baritone voice that projects strength and very Prince Eric. So, you know, if you want to talk about a kid that literally has grown, he couldn't sing at all his freshman year and has worked at it and now does a great job. So
we want to put on a show that people talk about. For a while, people talk about Legally Blonde still in the community, and I feel like that's something that we want to, you know, do again. I do love the sense of community that has been fostered here, and I think I'll try to search for that in maybe just extracurricular activities or, you know, whatever, community theater, a cappella groups, you know, whatever it is.
Where are you going to go to school?
Arizona State University.
My name is Rhiannon Palmer. I am a junior, 11th grade, and I play Ariel.
So Rhiannon's just an awesome human to begin with, but somebody who's grown so much over the course of, you know, she's a junior this year. What I've seen her grow from freshman year till now, from a very quiet, very shy, I would almost say painfully shy freshman, but that had some ability and growth. And I'll tell you, last year we did the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee as our spring musical. Mm-hmm. And I asked Rhiannon to come in and be a female swing. So she didn't get a part in the show. There were four female parts and she was going to cover them all. And sure enough, one of our actresses got very sick. And so Rhiannon had to go on for a week. She didn't get to perform the show. But she did such an amazing job in rehearsal. I think not only me, but other kids saw this like, whoa, she can really do this. And she's grown so much. And so she's one of the most passionate kids in our cast, caring about musical theater. She wants to go on in it. And I told her as a freshman, I said, you know, I think it's a possibility, but you got to do this, that, and the other thing. And she's done this, that, and the other thing. She takes dance classes. She takes voice lessons. She was really committed and has come prepared to rehearsal every day. So I'm really proud of her, but more so of her growth here over the past 3 years.
Musical theater is something I would really like to do in my life, and I mean, this show is just Disney magic, and I wanted to be a part of it.
My goal for the show would probably be just to make the Disney, like, magic come true.
Yes.
Because I have two younger sisters, 2 years old and 6 years old. So, and of course we watch The Little Mermaid on repeat because, of course, I'm Ariel, so they're like, yay, it's you! And so that's just really been exciting, and I really want to make that come true to them, and especially because we have middle school performances and elementary school performances. It's all about, Disney's all about inspiring, and I really just want to do that for the kids.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, do you feel like big shoes to fill because you're being a Disney prince? Like, how does that feel?
I mean, yeah, I mean, there is that aspect of it, but I'm mostly just really excited to be a part of the show and in this capacity.
I definitely think, for me, Under the Sea is one of my favorite scenes to be in because there's so much energy with everybody, and everyone is so excited to be at rehearsal all the time. And, like, everyone, no one hates their part in that little dance number because, like, there's no small part, of course, in a musical, and it's just a blast.
And then I think the number one strength of the cast that has nothing to do with acting, singing, or dancing. These are just nice kids. They're very friendly with each other and treat everybody like family, and they just really get along. And so it's just very proud to see them, you know, treat each other so well. And
yeah, I noticed that. They're not very, like...
They're very friendly.
They're meshed very well.
I like it that way.
How's the cast? Like, are you guys getting along? Like,
oh, yeah, they're really great. Yeah, we're...
The cast is really great this year. I definitely think there's a special connection with a lot of people.
A lot of energy working together.
Yeah, it's a lot of cooperation. And in the past, it's been a little iffy, but this year definitely has the energy ranked up.
Why is art important for teens, like specifically musical theater benefits,
sure,
but in general?
Well, I think number one, you know, kids this age are trying to find themselves, but they're also trying to find a voice and make sure that they can be confident in themselves and do they really have ability and are looking for that reinforcement. And even if they're the third frog from the left in a chorus, they hear that applause after the number and they realize they've worked hard for something and that they did a great job and they gain confidence and they can bring those skills forward. So I think art implicitly helps kids find a voice, but more so it really helps them gain the confidence that they need at this age. Kids walk in their freshman year, even some of the most confident ones secretly are scared to death, and to put this in front of thousands of people that will come and see it really gives them that confidence.
Just in case you weren't convinced, I called some of my old Crystal Lake Central Theater buddies, Justin Hubley alumni, and asked what they still carry today, 8 years later.
Singing and, you know, being on stage and being in front of people came a little bit more naturally to me. So being able to speak in large crowds, as nerve-wracking as it was, I was more at ease in that than trying to play basketball.
Theater has really benefited me because you get to have such an eclectic group of friends who are excited, involved in different activities, whether it's sports, music, theater, debate, speech, whatever it might be. And it gives you a good opportunity to meet some really interesting and fun people that can make a difference in your life.
I still talk to a handful of people that I used to do theater with, even still today. So it really benefited me in lifelong friendships, as well as, you know, something that I was able to do in school and really feel a part of.
I learned a whole lot from CLC, high school theater, but the thing that sticks with me to this day is that we were all very lucky to have space to unironically love things, which is very rare as a teenager. And I'm glad that I learned the power of being okay with looking silly and being okay with loving something so passionately, wide out in the open. Because it afforded me a life of total ego-free freedom. So that is it. This may all be nonsense. I don't really know. But that's it. So long live CLC, Little Mermaid hashtag, get it, girl. All right. Good luck. Bye.
Special thanks to Justin Hubley, the staff at Crystal Lake Central, and all of the awesome kids that are involved in their production of The Little Mermaid. For tickets and more information, visit d155.org/CLC. Thank you to WGN Radio, Hard Times Productions, and my partner Tim Apuli. You can find more Artistic License at artisticlicensepodcast.com or on WGNplus.com. Just search Artistic License. I'm Rachel Woodall. Until next time, thanks for listening to Artistic License. Coming up next week on the podcast, I chat the evolution of podcasting, the growth of fandoms, and the Gilmore Girls with the Gilmore Guys.
next week on Artistic License.